Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, through your written word, may we see Jesus, the living word. Amen. The text for my sermon this evening are those words we have just heard from John chapter 1 and verse 16. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Before the service began, we were saying how bare the church looks now that the trimmings are down and the tree has gone. And I'm sure it feels the same in many of our houses and as we go through the streets as well. It seems just a memory. And yet, we know that because Jesus has come to us, the celebrations of Christmas continue. The message of Christmas does not get put away with our Christmas decorations. Now we are only just beginning to unpack all that Christmas means. We take with us the good news of Christmas and God with us into this new year. For we don't worship Christmas, as many do. We worship Christ, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We worship Jesus as our Lord and our King, and give him his rightful place in our church and in our lives today. He is good news for all people, for all time, as we heard in that text. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. And that's the truth and promise that I want to hold out to you this evening, at the start of this new year. And I invite you to pin all your hopes and dreams for the new year on that. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. We can say that every one of us has been an heir of his riches. We can look back at 2017, the year that has died, and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the riches of your grace that brought us through another various year. We can say, every step of the way, you were there for us. You were faithful. You supplied all our needs. The fullness of your loving mercies meant that we lacked no good thing. Today we glorify God and say with Paul, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. God was our provider and sustainer, and our unchanging God will provide for us and sustain us in this year ahead. We don't know the future, but we know who holds the future, and we are safe in his keeping. He has never let us down yet. From his fullness, in 2017, we received grace upon grace. And the wonderful news is that there is still more grace to come. St. Paul says that God has lavished his grace upon us. What a wonderful word that is, lavish. Here is extravagant grace, abundant grace, more than we deserve grace. The same Bible word is used in the Gospels at the feeding of the 5,000 to describe the leftovers. Here is more grace than we can imagine. Like those basketfuls, it overflows into our lives day by day, like manna from heaven. And as we look to the future, we can say there is grace in our lives because of his grace. And today, as we renew our covenant with God, we open our hearts to receive that grace today. And we can name those graces, the graces of Christian character that God wants to pour out upon us, the grace of a thankful and uncomplaining heart, grace upon grace, the grace to hear and respond to God's call in your life and mine, grace upon grace, the grace to endure difficulties and trials as a true soldier of Jesus Christ, grace upon grace, the grace to boldly stand up for what is right, even when it marks us out as different. Grace upon grace. The grace of bodily discipline, knowing that our lives are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Grace upon grace. The grace of strict truthfulness and honesty in all our dealings. Grace upon grace. The grace to treat others as we would be treated ourselves, even to love our enemies. Grace upon grace. And the grace of silence, which refrains from hasty judgment. How we need that grace upon grace. The grace of forgiveness, to forgive in the same measure that God has forgiven us. Grace upon grace. And the grace of confidence, to know that we haven't reached full maturity yet, that God still wants us to develop our gifts and talents and exercise them in Christian service. Grace upon grace. And lastly, the grace of steadfastness to boldly continue on the pilgrim way. Grace upon grace. This is the fountain of grace that is poured out from the Father heart of God to you and to me and to all who will look to God and call upon the name of Jesus. Whatever 2018 holds for us, the life of God and the loving grace of God will sustain us. I remember those words of Francis Ridley Havergal's New Year hymn, which included these words: "For the year before us, oh, what rich supplies! For the poor and needy, living streams shall rise. For the sad and sinful, shall his grace abound. For the faint and feeble, perfect strength be found. He will never fail us. He will not forsake. His eternal covenant he will never break. Resting on his promise, what have we to fear? God is all sufficient for the coming year." Hallelujah. What a Saviour. So we can have confidence as we renew our covenant. We can say yes to God, who says yes to us today. Let us open our lives to that lavish grace. Let us respond with joy and bind ourselves to God's eternal covenant and pledge again to live for him alone. To his glory, amen. Let us pray. A moment of quiet prayer as we reflect on those words. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. Amen.